Writing a will at 17 was sobering. Member and trustee Alan Holderness, who served in the Falklands, on his first experience of will writing and his father's inspiring example, which encouraged him to look after the next generation of blind veterans in his will. I left school to join the Royal Marines at age 16 and after training joined 40 Commando. The following year, 1982, we were sent to the Falklands. It didn't seem real until we got into the cold, rough South Atlantic. The biggest wake-up call was writing my will at 17, a week prior to landing. That was sobering. I put my granddad's wedding ring in the letter to give to my family. The reality of heading to war was overwhelming, but I stood firm in my decision to serve my country. The day the Argentines surrendered is a day I'll never forget. It was my 18th birthday, and the locals managed to cobble together a bit of cake. One of the islanders also gave me a Falklands pound note, which I still have. It was in the Falklands that I realised I had eyesight issues. I lost my night vision and kept falling down cliffs and into trenches and walking through areas I wasn't meant to in the dark. They even gave me the nickname Torchy. I was told to get my eyes checked if I got back alive. Thankfully, I served 4 more years, including a UN tour in Cyprus, before being medically discharged with retinitis pigmentosa. Returning to civilian life in Blackburn was tough, but I kept busy. I've been managing director of the family manufacturing business since 2000, as well as a serving magistrate since 2003, sitting on the adult and youth benches. I've also served as a school governor for 26 years. The military was my family though, so I maintained that connection by getting involved with the Royal British Legion, eventually becoming chairman and starting the Royal Marine Association in East Lancashire, where I'm still president. I joined Blind Veterans UK in 2006 and became a trustee in 2018. I'm deeply grateful for this community and the support I receive. Having to write my will at 17 has stayed with me throughout my life. And now I'm 60, my thoughts turn to mortality. I'm inspired by my father's actions when he was unexpectedly diagnosed with cancer at 57. The moment he got that news, rather than being selfish, he got everything set up for his family. I take immense pride that he chose to put plans in place for us in his final days. He passed away with peace of mind. I followed suit and prepared for the future. A solicitor helped make the process easy by asking the right questions and ensuring nothing was overlooked. My will means that someone else isn't making key decisions for me. My family is taken care of, and my memories and legacy will be the way that I want. I've also left a gift to Blind Veterans UK. It's my way of being remembered and supporting the charity even after my death. I hope it's there not just for me, but for veterans in the future. As a trustee, and more importantly as a member, I hope that together our Blind Veterans UK community can help make sure the next generation are supported through their sight loss journey too. If you'd like to request a Gifts in Will guide for information about how to join Alan in pledging a gift, or you want to find out about how you can write your will for free, please get in touch with Alice on 020 7616 7923 or email giftsinwills, that's all one word, giftsinwills@blindveterans.org.uk.